X Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Rescue crews continue to search for survivors in Central Texas after this week's deadly flash flooding. ABC's Maria Villarreal was with one of those teams in Kerrville, Texas over the weekend.
We're in the air with the U.S. Coast Guard in Central Texas in the urgent search for survivor. The search made even more difficult by the dense forest below. Plane uniquely equipped with key life-saving technology, helping the operator pinpoint any potential survivors.
About 40 people are still missing on account of the floods. The death toll is at least 80, and rain has already started up again in Central Texas, with 1 to 2 inches already falling today. A considerable flash flood warning has been issued for Llano County. A meeting at the White House today between President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They're expected to discuss a ceasefire proposal for Israel's war with Hamas. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Dodgers coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game one of the Brewers and Dodgers tonight. Freddy Peralta, named to the All-Star game next week in Atlanta, will get the start tonight against Los Angeles right-hander Yoshinobu Yamamoto. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Marlins yesterday to take that series in Miami 2-1. Brandon Woodruff earning the W after a long road back from surgery. So what was it like being back on the mound?
It was kind of strange. You know, I'd be sitting here and the next thing it's like, man, I'm about to throw my first game in 2 years, and just everything you go through in the rehab and think back to, oh my God, just like the worst days. And then it's like, you just want to be able to just pitch in one game. You know what? If I just had one game left, that would be cool.
Pat Murphy on Woodruff's performance in his first game back.
Yeah, I mean, no one could have expected 6 innings, a 2-hit ball or whatever it was. I mean, he was sensational.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low to mid 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible with a low in the mid 60s. Tomorrow, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Win a pair of Brewers tickets from 92.7 WMDX and Down Prince Distilling. See the Brew Crew take on the Cubs with John and Gordy July 29th at AmFam Field.
One lucky listener will win a pair of tickets and sit next to us.
Is that a good thing, really?
Not only that, the food and drinks are on us.
Get to WMDXradio.com to enter Cubs and Brewers with John and Gordy at AmFam Field.
Meet you at the ballpark.
Sponsored by 92.7 WMDX and Down Prince Distilling.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out the latest about the Dane County Humane Society with our friend Lisa Bernard.
And John and Gordy will host the opening of the Mosquito Alcatraz in Middleton.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
The fool, the buffoon, Elmo the Mook, formerly known as Elon Musk, Elmo the Mook, he's today... In another smear, and this only a foreigner could do this, a non-American starting an America party. No, brother, you're not an American. You're a South African. And if we take enough time and prove the facts of that, you should be deported because it's a crime of what you did, among many.
Oh, Steve Bannon, yes. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. By the way, can we not have nice things? They're taking our MOOCs. I invented MOOCs.
You
call him a mook.
I think the term mook was coined well before you.
No, I own it.
Fight, 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 big bag of rats. Telling each other like copycats. We're just here laughing as the whole thing cracks. Fight, 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 big bag of rats.
Can I just say I'm taking special pleasure in someone telling a white supremacist to go back to Africa? I'm just saying. So, and then, I'm sorry, let me just, could I have my rats, please, just my rats in general? So, Musk had said, that was Steve Bannon replying
right.
to Musk saying, the fat, drunken slob
called Steve Bannon. Yeah.
Well, we'll go back to prison, and this time for a long time. He has a lifetime of crime to pay for.
Yes, he does.
And then, right. Why can't we have... Some night. Listen, Elon can be deported and Steve Bannon can go back to prison.
I'm not a fan of deporting people who worked hard to get their citizenship.
I will make an exception in this case. See, as a maggot that has done untold damage to this country.
I have many friends that have gotten American citizenships from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And it is hard to do, actually, because you have to take that test.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, as Joy Reid about how, I'm just saying, there's just a level of irony and pleasure in someone telling a racist thing to go back to Africa.
There absolutely is.
Okay. Trump has entered the chat. Mango Mussolini has entered the chat. He dubbed Elon Musk a train wreck. He said, I'm saddened to watch Elon Musk go completely off the rails, essentially becoming a train wreck over the last 5 weeks. That's because of the whole, you know, the big bag of rats, third party, something. I don't. Okay.
Yeah.
I would have to assume it will hurt Republicans more than Democrats, but who knows in this cattywampus, right? All right. We were mentioning them dancing to YMCA, doing that double handy J dance after. Paul says nothing says Christian values like dancing to the YMCA after voting to let sick kids die. That's this party. Chris, who said, I don't think anyone is prepared for what they just did with ICE. This is not a simple budget increase. This is an explosion, making ICE bigger than the FBI, the U.S. Bureau of Prisons, the DEA, and others combined. It is setting up to make what's happening now look like child's play, and people are disappearing.
Princess Tiana.
No, oh, that was a good guess. So AOC.
Okay. That was close.
Yeah. ICE just got a bigger budget than the whole Russian military. Let that sink in. A masked, unaccountable secret police that does not give due process is about to invade our country with the force of an occupying military power. Of all the horrible things in this bill, that one is genuinely terrifying. How about this? Who said, very importantly for Iowa, this bill rescues over 2 billion family farms from the so-called estate tax, or the death tax.
Ariel, the Little Mermaid.
That would be aforementioned Mango Mussolini.
Oh.
2 billion. There's not 2 billion people in Iowa. There's...
Right.
I don't know. Google it. Okay. Who said of Democrats? I hate them. I really do. I hate them.
Cinderella.
No, that was a bad guess. That'd be Mango Mussolini. Right, this was just days after Democratic lawmakers were shot to death in Minnesota.
Okay. 3.2 million people in Iowa.
Oh, thank you very much, Bella. Thank you, Cub reporter Bella with a Z.
Yeah.
You know, I say that because I can never... pronounce your last name?
Grenzer.
Oh, I'll never get that right.
Hard,
I will never get that right.
The C is silent. It looks weird.
Oh, see, that's what, when I see it, I get.
Yeah.
Chris knows when I'm reading a piece and I see something, I just.
Skid to a stop.
I skid to a stop and then I just jump over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gerenzer.
I know that when you pause while trying to read a name, I have to fill it out for you.
Right. I pause for you to jump in and look smart.
Yeah.
I give and I give.
Thank you.
For you.
Appreciate that.
All right. Rinser. I just met her. See, I can remember because of that.
That wasn't very nice.
I'm just saying, it's a way to remember things. Okay, here's the problem when this is why Chris Lavoie, though annoying and often wrong, is so, integral to this show, because I don't know how to, me. I don't mean to steal everybody's stuff. I couldn't print the actual thing and who said it. So let me just say somebody said, because I don't know how to do it. I think it's a thread.
You don't even know it.
I didn't find it. When you copy, just the thing goes, not the, I don't, grandma doesn't know how to do the phone.
Do it on your desktop if you're going to do it.
Okay. All right. Grandma will get a little tutorial. Anyway, someone said, sorry. Can anyone explain why there is a need for camps to house tens of thousands of immigrants if they are to be deported? Most of these people were working. Now they're being imprisoned and supported by tax dollars. Does any of that make any sense? Yeah, why do we suddenly need internment camps? Like, you can't say it enough, the cruelty's the point. And by the way, can I just say how many people, Republicans, are repeating this lie that they're taking your Medicaid? They are not eligible for Medicaid. They can't get Medicaid. Nope. It's the same play they run every time of brown people are taking your stuff.
That's right.
Right? They pay taxes, but they can't get benefits. Ay, ay, ay. I can't. By the way, can I just say we've been talking about our crops, these beautiful crops, like rotting in the fields here in California. Okay.
You're going to be picking strawberries soon, Stephanie.
No, I'm talking to you, MAGA. People that have been repeating for 11 billion years that the illegals are taking your jobs. There they go. Where are you? Doesn't that lay to rest this stupid meme forever? Look at all these jobs are open. Let's go.
I have a personal story about that.
Oh.
We were looking for a watermelon for our 4th of July party because we wanted to spike it with vodka.
Yes.
And we couldn't find one because there was nobody around to pick watermelon.
Yes. We had my friend Karen brought watermelon salad, and it was, yellow. Have you seen yellow?
I've seen yellow ones, yellow.
Because she couldn't find a regular one. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Right. And she was, Frances from Frangela was here at the barbecue with her lovely and talented husband, Tom, who I am madly in love with. I told her already. I said, I'm in love with your husband. I know this isn't the first time you've gotten this text from someone. But anyway, Karen was telling Frances, and I'm like, why did you tell the black person about the watermelon first?
Oh, my God.
All right, I was just trying to stir up a little trouble. Okay. anyway, my point is, no, it doesn't this lay to this to lie forever? All these jobs are open. All you people that have been saying, you know, it's the brown people are taking your jobs. We got a bunch of farms here in California, right? We got a bunch of construction companies that need help. We got, you know, on and on. Cleaning up the slaughterhouse floor in Nebraska. Those jobs are open. $7 an hour. Let's go. Big mouth maggots, right?
You see Don Bacon clean up slaughterhouse droppings.
It's just, okay. If they're taking your jobs, why are all these jobs empty and crops are rotting in the fields? Somebody, we're opening up the MAGA line. Here, go ahead, call in now. What's my number? 323-410-0458.
We have a MAGA line?
Let's go, Billy in Texas. I just made one.
Okay.
The lines are full right now. The lines are full right now.
No, we have an open line. We have one open line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for you, maggot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring it. Let's make a Monday interesting.
Let's wake us up. Hello. I love this one. Who said the good guys win in the end, so if they're not winning, it is not the end? Who said that?
Sleeping Beauty.
No.
Princess Aurora.
No, close. Heather Cox Richardson, who we love.
Oh, huh.
Who we should have on again.
Okay.
She was asked, somebody asked her the question, is this the end? And I that is a great hopeful answer. People remind you, you know, the Nazis didn't win in Germany, right? And they're not going to win here either. This one. Oh, can I have My Heart Will Go On from Titanic? Thanks so much. I probably should have told you in advance. Hey, okay. Here's another great thread, Chris, that I don't know who said it. I can't even do guess the quote because I don't know. I don't know how to.
We need to have a lesson.
This was perfect. They said, you know that scene in Titanic when Rose says, half the people on this ship are going to die, and he replies, not the better half? That right there is the epitome of the Republican Party. Yeah, it's that douchey Cal. What's his name? Cal, the character? Yeah, Republican Party's that douchebag. Tried to pretend to be
Billy
a woman
Zane?
Woman to get in a lifeboat.
He's Billy Zane?
Yes.
Okay.
The character. Try to stay in character. Cal and Rose.
Has Billy Zane ever played a nice character?
No.
No, not really.
yeah, I can't
Larry,
think of one.
Larry, our favorite mailman in Minneapolis. Hi, Lair.
Hey, how are you guys doing? I love you. So here's the deal about Mom Dani, okay? We had no problem with socialism when we were bailing out the banks in 2008. Socialism was great for big corporate and also the auto industry. So I'm so curious as to why we're all upset about socialism now, that it might benefit you and I.
Yep. So what do they always say? It's, they're for tough capitalism, right, for everybody, but, you know, socialism for the richest, for the top 1%, which is what this bill is all about. USA is about to become an experiment in what happens when you give white supremacists unlimited cash to deport anyone they want without proving they are law enforcement. Los Angeles was a dry run and will be a joke compared to what's coming. We've been saying that every day, right? Pay attention. We're the test case. Matt in North Carolina. Hi, Matt. Hello, Matt. Oh, did I do it? I didn't do it right. Hi, Matthew. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, he called on the MAGA line.
Oh, hi, Matthew.
Oh, I love y'all.
Oh.
Yeah, hey, I love y'all very much. I'm running for the General Assembly in North Carolina again, 26, Mattwood, NC, 26. But here in 1980, Ronald Reagan's, his farewell speech, his farewell speech was about embracing immigrants. And why do you think that was? It was because they're the people who pick the strawberries in Faison County, North Carolina. They're the ones who build houses in Florida. They're the ones who fold sheets and clean rooms in the hotels in Myrtle Beach. They're the backbone of America, just like the black folks who built the White House, the Asian Americans who built the railroads, the Polish and Irish immigrants that are my relatives from back in the potato famine. Mm-hmm. This is class-based. Leave brown black folks alone. I love y'all. Bye.
Okay, bye. Wow. Oh, he's had stuff to do. He only had so much time. He'll take our questions off air. Hello?
That's a good politician. He gets his message out there and leaves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the 0.25% of me that's Irish, because you know what I have for breakfast every morning? A potato. Because some part of me went through a potato famine. So every morning I had a potato.
You crave it.
Right?
It's in your DNA.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that and, booze. The Irish part.
Didn't 23andMe, like, give you a little bit of Ashkenazi?
I do. I have a tiny smidge. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm part Shylock. Is that what... Can you just... We are not Boo Boo the Fool up in here. He pleads ignorance on all these these long time racist tropes that everybody knows is an anti-Semitic slur. What was his thing he said? Talking about Bank of Shiloh. Everybody knows what he's like. Oh, I've never heard of that before.
Which means he uses that term all the time in his private life amongst behind closed doors.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, I won't know who because I can't print whoever said it, but this is what I've been saying. There's a concerning amount of people who genuinely think that undocumented immigrants are on Medicaid and SNAP benefits. They do not qualify and don't receive any. So, you know, they put way more into our society than they take out. They pay taxes. They do the jobs no one else wants to do. What are all these maggots with the mass deportation signs think this was going to look like when you got nobody to fill these jobs and they know they are completely full of, excuse me.
They didn't think it through.
That our entire economy is going to collapse without them. And then what's your plan? Right. Who does those jobs?
Their hatred of brown people allowed them to not think things through.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, and I saved one for Joy Reid, who will join us next hour. I can't believe people are still berating Kamala Harris for, quote, not being on the front lines. She's in her house where y'all sent her, and how y'all going to not choose her for the job and then be mad she's not doing the job? Stop berating black women for no longer providing free, thankless, unreciprocated labor. Hear, hear. That's what Frangela said on Friday. And half of Frangela said at my barbecue on July 4th. By the way, I had the Oriental rice crackers that I offered Frances the moment she walked in the door. It's a joke now. I did it at 17 sexy liberal stores, in every dressing room and 17 shows across the country. So I just have to, everywhere we go, I have to offer them.
Oriental rice crackers.
Yeah, which tastes like magazine covers. I don't know how they know what magazine covers taste like, but...
Chips of shellac is what they taste like.
They do not. They're yummy. I have a different kind now. They're good.
Why did you buy the bad ones for so long?
Well, I didn't. I'm experimenting with different types.
For 20 years?
Okay, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. As if you need another thing to worry about, am I right? If you're a homeowner, you got to listen. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals can forge your signature on just one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title can be transferred out of your name. They can take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know until you get a rent collection notice, a foreclosure. I mean, eek. Am I right? Eek.
Eek.
And Don DeLos, yikes.
Well.
When's the last time you checked your home title? If the answer's never, that's what they're counting on. Find out today. If you've already been a victim, go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. Get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. And you get 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. If fraud happens, they spend up to $1 million to fix it. HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. One more time. That is HometitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am a true fan of this product, I got to tell you. Because I used to have to take, like, separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had, like, acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body. And it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, you know, 15 years ago as a physical therapist working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results. And collagen is an interesting thing in terms of what's happened in the past 100 years. You know, our ancestors got plenty of collagen because of the way they would eat. We are very much what we say off the path. We're not getting near enough collagen, so we're very deficient in it. So it's making the structure of our bodies very weak, you know?
Yeah.
It's why we have so many falls, so many injuries. But in general, we're just extremely deficient in protein because we're so bombarded with refined carbohydrates, right? We're carbohydrates with sugars and dyes and seed oils, and those things are really wrecking our health. So I really consider moving back to protein one of the easiest things that we can do.
And just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From Get Native Path, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Thanks, Doc.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With 2 locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more. Find phenomenal savings on 4 models and discontinued mattresses. But hurry, the sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Stephanie Miller.
What's going on? Hey. Isn't that what you feel like?
What's happening?
Every morning? I got this idea from somebody on Threads that I can't tell who it is because I don't know how to print that. But they said, when the four non-blondes said, and so I wake up in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? Uh-huh. I really feel that now.
Yeah.
It's true. It's kind of pretty much every morning, right? It's just, what did he?
Song came out 20 years ago, so it finally took 20 years to catch up to
yes,
this song.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Right. Now it is the anthem of our times. Uh-huh. Okay. Tim in South Carolina. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Steph, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
Hey, I've been listening to you guys for years and years. Chris.
Hi.
Shout out to you guys.
You cut out there for a second. What did you say?
I'm a friend with Jeff Hendricks.
Oh, okay.
He's from Florence, South Carolina.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Yes, we must. Pardon your language.
So he's been listening for years and years and years and years, right, but didn't know that he couldn't cuss.
Let me give you some fun facts. Pardon my language does not work for the FCC.
No.
we can't just say pardon our language. Okay, it sounded like you had some good points. However, that's funny. Okay,
poor Bella.
Yeah, JS says
I'm awake now.
Hello. To his point, JS threads. ICE is about to become the largest law enforcement entity in the United States, dwarfing all others. The budget is larger than the entire military budget of France. We are about to witness some of the most hateful cruelty in American history. Okay. Joy, when? Oh, in an hour. Joy Reid will be here soon. Less than an hour?
An hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
29 minutes after
hold
the hour.
Hold out till then. Right. You're there.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low to mid 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible with a low in the mid 60s. Tomorrow, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. Go-To for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, you sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out the latest about the Dane County Humane Society with our friend Lisa Bernard.
And John and Gordy will host the opening of the Mosquito Alcatraz in Middleton.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Adopt U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
Framers of this great country, they were fed up with Project 1775. And so they implemented Project 1776. So I know that there are people concerned with what's happening in America, but understand what our journey teaches us is that after Project 2025 comes Project 2026.
So we're talking about Hakeem. Blue wave. Yes, Representative Glenn Ivey on this very same subject, 2026. Hello, Representative.
I live in a district where, you know, the vast majority of the constituents here voted for Ms. Harris, Vice President Harris, to take over. So, you know, this isn't one where we didn't turn out or we didn't vote the right way or anything like that. And they feel, I think, angry that they did all the right things, but they're still being punished in this way. So I think it's critical for us to make sure that we understand why people are angry, but we have to channel that anger in the right way. And it has to focus on 2026.
Yep. And Raj Krishnamoorthy made a great point.
We have to make it clear that, look, there's a reason why people should come out and vote for Democrats in the midterm elections. And that's in part because the start date for many of these cuts is in 2027 after those elections. So if we take back control of Congress, we can help to slow down the implementation of those cuts and maybe even reverse them. So there's a lot riding on these elections.
I mean, you got to look at just a couple of these stories in the wake of this bill. Representative Troy Nels, Republican of Texas, isn't concerned that more than 11 million people expect to lose health care thanks to the Republican bill that just passed. The bill will add $3.3 trillion to the national debt. Republicans have responded to the estimate by claiming it's wrong, even though they've offered no explanation why. Nels scoffed at the cuts and suggested they would only kick illegals off the health care program. How many times can we say they aren't eligible? He knows he's lying. This is all they have to offer you. He said, I don't have any faith and confidence in the CBO. And so he was asked, so you're not worried at all that Americans may lose their health care instead of this? No, he said, just some Americans that aren't Americans. That's the illegals. Why should the illegals be on Medicare? He knows he's lying. Pardon me. Cough up a lung. This is why I chose my Republicans. They really are that horrible T-shirt, which is available now at stephaniemiller.com. Please and thank you. Oh, this guy. Oh, we've just talked about him last week. Representative Derek Van Orden, Republican of Wisconsin. Uh-huh. He's the one that said we're not a bunch of little bitches around here.
Yep.
So noted little bitch, Representative Derek Van Orden, claimed that a post celebrating that 18 million kids just lost school meals and 17 million people lost health care was made in error. So somebody on social media said 17 million people just lost health care, 18 million kids just lost school meals, 3 million Americans just lost food assistance. Van Orden responded with an all caps, yes, after he received backlash, which is when they always, right. The post was quickly deleted, and he said he meant to reply to a different post. Oh, my God. Right? Do something awful, get caught, get blowback, and then lie about
it. Right, right.
Okay. Did I say we blue wave, blue tsunami? Let's just have blue wave. Let's blue tsunami this mother up in here.
Yes, we need to.
All right, I need some love tweets, and also I have some notes for me, I love. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Network notes.
Brenda says, just for the record, my favorite part of the show is the first segment. Always has been. I love hearing you muse on the previous day's news dump. It feels like I'm dropping into a family kitchen and hearing them just be themselves. Never stop this bit. Well, I can't really stop because that's when the show was open, so I have to start talking.
Yeah. Sure.
But that is available as out of the gate.
Yes.
And you must download it and you must give it 5 stars. That's how you support the Stephanie Miller cinematic universe.
Give all of our podcasts 5 stars.
Right. The Happy Hour podcast and Out of the Gate. There you go. Free, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Robbie says, I am a frangela. I'm in a frangela cult with Stephanie Miller, so go ahead and throw rice and wax that pony. Indeed.
Catch that rice and then cook it.
Right. Is my point. Oh, here was my note. Are you ready? This is, well, it's kind of a love note for Bella and a hate letter for me.
Oh, no.
Mark says, Stephanie ordering her third yacht using her expected windfall from the Trump tax cuts while Bella works four jobs and shares a two-bedroom apartment with 11 men just to scrape by is everything that's wrong with America.
I saw that.
That was funny. A two-bedroom apartment.
I assume they're in with me. I'm nowhere near. Bracket to get a tax cut, and I'm all, everyone knows I'm only on my second yacht.
Mm-hmm.
Can I borrow the yacht this weekend?
Ass bite. Pardon me. No, you can't borrow. What? Which yacht? The first one or the second one?
The first one.
Yeah, the first. Yeah. I'll take the hand me down.
And
yeah.
In other news, Mark can bite my ass. Okay. All right. Hey, Eileen in Georgia. Hi, Eileen.
Hey there.
Hi.
You make my day.
Thank you.
My question had to do with the president of Mexico. Why is she not saying anything about how her citizens are being treated here?
I actually think she's kind of fabulous. She has spoken out, and she's thrown some, you know, pretty substantial shade at Trump in the past. But, it's too much to process every single day. Shelby says, tonight my thoughts are with the families of those who lost loved ones fighting fascism to preserve our democracy, little knowing that history would repeat itself on American soil at the behest of a demented felon and co-conspiring Republican Party. Ay, ay, ay. Our pastor, John Pavlovitz, said, if there's a hell, it will be filled with people who claimed faith in Jesus while trying to strip the sick of care, the terrified of refuge, and the vulnerable of protection, and reveled in it as if it were a righteous victory. Yeah, there's something about that tableau of the YMCA celebrating that just turned my stomach. Governor Andy Beshear on the big, ugly bill.
These work requirements really aren't about getting people back to work. They are about increasing the paperwork on everybody. That's the senior, because 70% of our long-term care costs are covered by Medicaid. And that's children as well, with half of Kentucky's kids covered by Medicaid. These work requirements aren't just for specific people. Everybody else has to check all the boxes saying they're not able-bodied. And what happens is when somebody misses that one box, they are kicked off for 6 months or more.
Yeah. Adam said, peace demonstrators have been beaten, foreign students have been disappeared, educational institutions have been broken and tarred for being anti-Semitic, quote-unquote, through a series of tortured, jingoistic references, while Donald Trump constantly and explicitly tells us what he thinks of Jews. I mean, so this is what he said at this rally. Mm-hmm. No death tax, no estate tax, no going to the banks and borrowing from, in some cases, a fine banker, and in some cases, Shylocks and bad people.
Oh, God.
And then here we go to the part where he lies, right? He was asked on Air Force One about it. He said, oh, I never heard it that way. It's somebody that's a moneylender. We are not Boo Boo the Fool in here. I don't know if you know this, Bella, but I have a degree in theater from USC.
Yes.
I have a degree in drama.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Now I feel like I'm going to get the respect I'm entitled to.
That was the backup for basketball. That didn't work out. WNBA dreams.
Oh, no. I never even got close to the WNBA. It's from Shakespeare, Merchant of Venice, right? The Jewish character Shylock is depicted as a ruthless moneylender. Mm-hmm. The name has long been used in anti-Semitic, literature, etc. Okay. Ron says, I'm sure Trump's new plan of allowing employers in certain industries to decide whether their workers will get deported or not will lead to lovely working conditions and fair wages. What do we say Friday? Right? Slavery. He's describing slavery. Are we going to bring back every horror of every, concentration camps and slavery?
That's what they want. That's obviously what they want.
Yeah.
They're building towards it in front of our faces.
Could you ready now a warning? Thanks so much. Gizmodo said, Joe Rogan's Trump endorsement is unraveling. He's furious over ICE raids targeting gardeners and students. He's asking if we're sliding into fascism.
Now a warning?
Wow, that soundbite was made for that story right there. He's like a non-blonde. He's waking up saying, what's going on? Trump's doing everything he said he would do, particularly on my show.
He's the fifth non-blonde.
Yes. Okay, Paul in Chicago. Hi, Paul. Hello,
hi,
Paul.
Stephanie.
Hi.
I just wanted to kind of help you correct something. In 1847 through 1849, there was the genocide of Ireland. There was not a potato famine. The only failure of any crop was the potato. But there was plenty of corn, wheat, barley. There was plenty of meats. But the English decided to create the genocide so they could take the land. And only up until 1922 is when Ireland got its freedom from the English. Well, okay. At least 26 of the counties, 6 are still fighting for their freedom. But it's not a famine, Stephanie. It's a genocide.
Okay.
It was a genocide of the Irish people. Almost 3 million people. 1.5 million left. 1.5 million died of starvation because of the English genocide.
Wow. Okay. All right. Wow. I did not. You know what?
The English and the Irish have never had a good history with each other.
They've had
troubles.
Situations.
Yes, they've had troubles.
The troubles.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay. See, this is the kind of fancy book learning I don't have. Like, this is what Joy Reid, who will join us in just a bit. Oh, my God, she bitch-slapped Scott Jennings into the middle of the next election cycle on CNN with the entire history of Iran, of which he knew nothing.
Right.
I mean, I just tell fart jokes in my basement. I'm not expected to know
with
things.
With your theater degree.
It was technically a drama degree,
which
I don't even think is as highbrow as theater.
So if you get a drama degree, does that include, like, you know, acting for camera and stuff like that, or is it just stage acting?
It qualified me to work in virtually any 7-Eleven in this country.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm sure you, yeah.
Yeah, I can make a Slurpee.
Your dad would have been so proud.
So proud. Dana Gould, who is a fancy famous comedian,
said
there are two kinds of people, those who see internment camps and feel joy, and those who see internment camps and feel shame. Those who think being attacked by alligators is funny, and those who see the horror. Those who cheer the misery of others, and those who seek to end it. The daily barrage of joyful cruelty is by design. They are working to exhaust your empathy. Don't let it. Stay human. Opposition is its own reward. You know what? He's one of the people holding me up on social media when I'm feeling down. But this is... You sent me this piece from Axios, Chris. This is the part of it that's... the MAGA movement is reveling in the creativity, severity, and accelerating force of President Trump's historic immigration crackdown. Once fringe tactics, alligator-moated detention camp deportations to war zones, denaturalization of immigrant citizens are now being proudly embraced at the highest ranks of the U.S. government. And we mentioned Laura Loomer last week.
Jigsaw herself.
Who's not fringe anymore. She has the president's ear. She's in the White House every other day. Right. She drew outrage after tweeting, alligators are guaranteed at least 65 million meals if we get started now. It interpreted to be a reference to how many the entire Hispanic population of the United States. Chris, when we started in radio, those were like the fringe lunatics. There wasn't really fair to paint the entire Republican Party with those people, just like the same for us.
Yeah.
Right. There's people on the far left that I'm sure say things we wouldn't want to be associated with.
Absolutely.
But, well. Yes, you said that a little too heartily, but yes.
I hear
but
from
this
them.
Is there is no fringe now.
Right.
They're all the president's a fringe lunatic, a conspiracy theorist, on and on. You name it, right? It's just I've exhausted myself again. Oh, I need some Harry Enton speaking.
Harry Enton?
Yes. CNN data reporter.
I'm looking into whether or not Americans feel proud to be an American. And as it turns out, Democrats, their percentage who say they're proud to be an American has fallen through the floor. What are we talking about? Take a look here. Democrats' pride to be an American, extremely or very proud. In 2015, look at this. 4 out of 5 Democrats were extremely or very proud to be an American. That number has plummeted to just 36% now in 2025. A low this century has fallen by more than half since 2015 as Donald Trump has become, of course, president once again this year.
Yeah, who can be proud of this kind of cruelty, right? Covey said hospitals are closing, concentration camps are opening. Trump's America. Really? Who? If you're proud of that, you're despicable. Sorry. All right. How much longer does Joy Reid? Are we there?
40 minutes.
Okay, 47 minutes. After the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Vibrance. I'm telling you, this is my favorite face product ever. It is so, you know, you can just tell, like, something feels super expensive and amazing. It's not. I get you a great deal, but oh my God, it feels so rich and full of nutrients, and it has that citrusy smell.
Yum.
And I've noticed the difference, right? Vibrian Super C Serum. The ingredients in just this one bottle can replace all that stuff you used to use, right? Day cream, yep. Eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream. Super C Serum, made with the highest quality ingredients, vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. It delivers noticeable results. I love it so much. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrians. If you don't find it better than your current routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrians.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% and free shipping. Vibriance. Vibrians.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
You can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me
Stephanie Miller.
Well, I gotta be honest, summer sleep used to be the worst for me. Tossing, turning, sweating, even blasting the AC didn't help. I wish I had Cozy Earth's bamboo sheets back then. They're made from viscose from bamboo and naturally wick away heat and moisture so you stay several degrees cooler at night. I noticed the difference the very first night and I've slept better in the summer. It's completely risk-free. Cozy Earth gives you a 100-night sleep trial plus a 10-year warranty on all their bedding. You've got nothing to lose except those sleepless, sweaty nights. And Cozy Earth isn't just for better sleep. Their all-day tea keeps you cool and comfortable. The studio pants are ridiculously soft, and the everywhere pant, total game changer for staying cool and moving comfortably on the go. My whole family is hooked. I know yours will be too. Cozy days are here, July 11th to July 13th only. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use the code Stephanie. Save up to 45% on their best-selling temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. CozyEarth.com. Code Stephanie for up to 45% off July 11th to 13th only. Cooler sleep, better comfort, your best summer yet. What are you waiting for? Sleep cooler, lounge lighter, stay cozy. Cozy with Cozy Earth. Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter? The name and number of your vet, maybe? The code to your alarm system? Think about the steps you take to prepare for vacation, and you'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Each knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything you'll need to manage your estate when you're gone, from your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, and the knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a knockbox. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use that code Stephanie. That is theknockbox.com. And the code is Stephanie to get that 16% off. Stay calm and get organized today. Theknockbox.com. Don't forget, type in that code Stephanie.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chance Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chance Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
And the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the Credo Mobile, Credo. America's only progressive phone company. I'm just saying, Ron Wyden is saying that he's going to look into prosecuting, what you call it, Viacom, for taking this obvious bribe, right, from Trump. This is a company that stands up for your values, never bends the knee, never kisses the ring, has given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like ACLU that's fighting for us every day from these horrible Supreme Court decisions. On and on, Planned Parenthood, reproductive freedom for all. All kinds of amazing nonprofits that need our help more than ever. When you join Credo, you get a great phone company, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. And bring your current phone and your current number so easy. Bam! CredoMobile.com. Type in the code STEF25 for 25% off your service. That's CredoMobile.com. All right. Well, I just got a guest pitch from Bella's dad.
Oh, okay.
So, it literally, it's a family affair.
Yeah.
I think it's a good one. We're going to do it.
We're going to try.
We'll try. Yeah.
I was like, what are the chances this guy has the same last name as Bella with a Z? Great, sir.
And not many people have that name. So, yeah.
More importantly, Jeff knows what the longest song ever written was. Hi, Jeff. Go ahead. It's not The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Oh, he put his phone down.
Hi, Jeff. Jeff.
He put his phone down.
Jeff. Jeff.
Yeah.
Is this a bad time? Did I call it a bad time?
No, no, you did not.
Oh, hi. Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. What is the longest song ever written?
Thick as a Brick by Jethro Tull.
Oh.
Just under 44 minutes.
Okay.
By about 4 or so.
That was probably not the biggest radio
hit. How long is Edmund Fitzgerald, just by
I
way
think
of...
That's
all right,
like
thank you for
eight
that.
Or 9 minutes.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, that is... They need to redo that one. Don't they? We need a longer story, explanation of Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Okay. You're Googling.
Okay, there are two versions of The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. The album version was 6 minutes and 30 seconds. The single edit was 5 minutes and 50 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Which
Pikers,
isn't very much shorter.
You don't let Jethro Tull kick your ass. Let's go.
Well, there was also a song by The Cure called Fascination Street that was about 9 minutes
long. Oh, all right. Tracy and Mesa found a bug in his salad.
Ah!
Hi, Tracy.
Yeah, well, we went to our local national chain grocery store, and all the produce looked terrible. Mm-hmm. And so we buy the prepackaged salads for the convenience, and
yeah,
that all looked really bad. But we picked through it, and we found one that looked good. And I got it home, and I found like a little beetle in it. So that got fed to the chickens. Oh, real quick, Tales from Topographic Oceans by Yes is a double album with only 4 songs on it. Each song is one entire side of an album.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow, everybody's outdoing each other. Okay.
Yeah, prog rock had its
I
thing.
Get the bag salad. Oh, God. Okay.
Beetle. You know, I have found that it's cheaper to buy the bag salad than it is to buy like a
I know.
Yes, and yes. I can't believe that.
Because it goes and all the produce goes bad fast when you buy it individually.
I know.
And you never end up using it.
Right.
And then it ends up being a waste of money.
I know.
I thought I was doing a good thing by buying individual heads of...
No.
I only shop every 2 weeks and I get the bag salad last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Hi, Sue in Rockville. We're just filling time till Joy Reid gets here.
Yeah, I'm not eating salad anymore. Two quick things. As a national Jew, I want to... Anyone doesn't realize that Donald Trump has been an anti-Semite his entire life.
Thank you.
He talks about only hiring accountants who are Jews. He has made anti-Semitic statements. Probably you could fill billboards with them.
Thank you.
So that's number one. And number two... A reminder, unless you come from an indigenous American tribe, you come from immigrants.
Yep.
And for all you MAGA morons who tell us they came here legally, do you really know that's true? You only think that's true. No one really knows.
Yeah.
So just wake up.
Yeah, and by the way, there was not a hell of a screening process. You got off the boat, like, where are you from? Okay, welcome. Like, you know. Okay. Someone threaded every Republican should be forced to answer why they went along with the NOAA National Weather Service cuts. The show in Texas proves those cuts have already cost people their lives. Melody says Trump called the Texas floods a terrible thing, but he defunded FEMA and NOAA, the very agencies that could have warned them, rescued them, and saved them. Now he's coordinating, quote-unquote, possible aid with Governor Abbott while children died and others remain missing. Every minute mattered. Every delay cost lives. This could have been prevented. All right, Joy Reid, coming up.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out the latest about the Dane County Humane Society with our friend Lisa Bernard.
And John and Gordy will host the opening of the Mosquito Alcatraz in Middleton.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Widespread destruction across central Texas after flash flooding in the area killed at least 80 people over the holiday weekend. ABC's Matt Gutman has more.
With the floodwaters receding, that death toll mercilessly rising. After that early morning July 4th deluge sent a flood wave that swallowed riverside camps and communities. Up to a foot of rain raised the Guadalupe River 26 feet in less than an hour. And a wall of water and debris tearing through Camp Mystic, where 750 girls were spending July 4th, dozens of children and counselors trapped in their bunks as the waters coursed through the camp. 10 girls and one counselor still reported missing.
President Trump has indicated he plans to visit the area on Friday. He's also set to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this evening to discuss a possible ceasefire accord in Israel's war with Hamas. It's the second time Netanyahu has visited the White House this year. This is ABC News.